Welcome to The Greatest, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Greatest. I am Megan Gailey, joined by my husband and co-host,
CJ Toledano. Ooh, that was a nice little throw to me.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
I thought you were a little delayed, if anything.
No, I was trying to figure out what you were doing exactly. But you know what? We're on the same page.
Oh, did you think I was going to do like a bit?
No, I just thought you were like, and my husband, CJ Toledano, and then I was going to like run on stage and wave to the crowd.
Oh, interesting. happy anniversary.
Ooh, happy anniversary.
Wow. Today we are recording on December 14th, our anniversary. Also,
yes.
The same day that an American tragedy happened.
You don't need to bring that up.
Well,
no one's brought it up but you.
I saw a lot of people on the internet bringing it up, not tying it to our wedding, but I do feel like I'm not going to say what it is, but I just want you to know that we know.
Yes. It's,
but when we picked that date, we did not. We did not know.
We knew maybe midway through, but you know, I mean, it's just like you can't.
The deposit was down.
Yeah. Everything, yeah. I mean, very, very serious. But you know, it's a special day for us. And yeah, and wow, I remember a year ago. So that means that this podcast is about a year old.
Yeah.
It's almost, I mean, essentially, this is the anniversary episode of this podcast. Of. For some reason, iHeartRadio, wonderful company, we've had nothing but great experiences, were like, hey, do you and Megan want to do a sports podcast together? Which, to a lot of people, were like, whoa, yeah, no brainer. But
I think it was more like, do you and CJ?
Yes. Okay. Wow. I didn't want to speak in my, you know, in third person. But yeah, they wanted, your name was brought up, and then somehow someone was like, yeah, she has a husband who also works in sports and loves sports.
Maybe because it's iHeart,
mm-hmm.
and you and I, our hearts are together.
Yeah, that's why. That's the business behind it.
It just dawned on me that iHeart is so like sweet sounding.
Yeah. Very, very sweet sounding, in a very sweet company. Everyone we work with, again, we shout them out as much as we can.
What's
Sean
up,
and Kurt. But yeah, it's been a good year. We've had a lot of great guests.
Listen, the podcast has had a really lovely, happy, fine 2020.
Yes. Well, we didn't know that, 3 months into it, equipment would be showing up at our house.
Yeah.
And that we would, you know, because we were going to just show up the studio, crank out some episodes.
We were going to do 2 every like other week. And
it's a little behind the scenes.
We had all these photos. As I was like going through photos today, I'm like, oh my God, we were just meeting at a neutral site, taking photos with our arms wrapped around people. but yeah, it's our 1 year wedding anniversary and mm-hmm. our podcasting anniversary. It's not easy, as I've heard. Your first year of marriage is supposedly very, very tough.
Yeah.
And I think probably creating a podcast at the same time adds to it. And then I think probably
being trapped.
Probably.
Yes.
Being locked in your home, just the two of you with no chance for outside anything, probably makes it harder than 2.
Yes. So what we're trying to say is, on our anniversary day, we are telling you all we have survived. We've overcame so many odds, not to pat ourselves on the back, but we do appreciate everyone listening because I think people warned us. People, your reps maybe were like, you know, maybe you're mid-dating,
I met with a friend who hosts a podcast with their partner and was like, what should we do? And you and I have broken every boundary that she told me to do. I'm more saying what we've been through to be like, hey, listen, in 5 years, if we get divorced, I don't really want anyone to bring it up. Okay. I feel like,
no, it's fine. I mean, no, the thing
I don't
is,
want anyone to bring it up.
People can bring it up. I mean, cause
I'm totally kidding. CJ.
I'm just saying, you know, some great picks should not be erased because
no picks
our relationship erased. Didn't work.
No picks erased. And I have high hopes. Do you ever worry that 2020, not just our marriage, has fucked you up in a way that you have yet to even know yet. Not even like, oh, it's yeah. I'm worse than I thought I was. But like, there's just things, like I was thinking about today, how the Super Bowl is such a massive weekend mm-hmm. for sex workers.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the sex workers who are consensually being there, willingly, not being brought there against their will, not being tricked and stolen. These are, you know, there are sex workers that fly in from across the globe mm-hmm. to go to, is it Houston this year? To go to wherever it is,
yeah.
to try and make a bunch of money in that weekend and sort of like, you know, it'd be the bartending equivalent of like St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And now that this year, those sex workers, they're just not going to have that. And that's something, it's like, oh, I wouldn't even, there's not a stimulus check for that.
Should we regulate it? Should there be?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we should. So then they can get unemployment the same way yeah. that like you or I
and
do.
Healthcare and all that. Absolutely.
Yes. But I am not a Super Bowl sex worker, but I think there's all of these other things about even my own self. And maybe I'm thinking about the Super Bowl sex workers because I don't want to go inside me yet. of these things that, like, we don't even know.
Of course. I mean, only like after the first few months of this, and they were like, you know, you can, if you're in a pod, or like I got a projector. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of close friends over who I knew were like, you know, being safe about this whole thing. And we still wore masks and like sat apart
yeah.
and we were watching the game outside on the projector. And it was like, these are friends I would see every day or play basketball with or do comedy with. And we couldn't talk. The yeah. conversations were odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder if we go back and listen to some of these episodes, if there's like a weird couple like warming up to these people. It's like, hey, like one, it's like they're coming on a podcast of ours, but two, we literally haven't seen these people for months.
Yeah. I really love small talk. And so small talk's obviously taken a hit because it's weird now to like, it's just a vocal tick to be like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And hey, how are you is like pretty loaded now.
Yeah.
I do think one positive for me personally, I am a better comedian on Zoom than I am in person.
And I am more annoyed husband in the other room.
Wow. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I support everything you do, but our home has become a studio. And yeah, I'm contributing to that as well. I've left a job. I've left House of Highlights, Bleacher Report, and I've started a company mm-hmm. and I'm yelling about sports in my office.
I mean, I started a new job.
Yeah, and you started a new
job. We've got some Fortune 500 companies cranking in this house. No. They don't even know it.
Neither does the world. Neither does my checkbook know that it's a Fortune 500 company.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about pandemic stuff.
I'm sorry.
I do want to, because the listeners, they seem, again, so thankful. And like everyone who's been tweeting at us, like,
sending us ideas
and like
really, oh, we got such a nice message. We really don't get mean messages anymore.
No,
I think our mean reviews have ceased, which is what if you are listening to a podcast and you don't like it, you actually don't have to leave a review. You can just not listen
to it.
Well,
you know.
I'm just saying. Okay, what you were transitioning.
Like, I think the one thing, regardless of whether they think we're funny or not, the device of this podcast and premise of this podcast is like a fun, it's a fun thing to do. Like couples that listen to it, they go, oh yeah, let's like sit here and have a glass of wine and we'll think of like the greatest or the goats of certain categories. Like it's a fun exercise to like think of these things and not toot our own horn. You and I have shared a lot of like the great sports moments together.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, again, on our anniversary, and I don't want this to get too mushy.
Why?
Because there are hardcore sports fans listening, but sports has really been such a huge part of our relationship. I was trying to think today what like the first maybe official sports thing we did together was.
And
it's funny, it was a Clippers game.
Oh yeah. It actually did not go well.
Yeah, I think we were just tired, and like what we were doing is like,
I was sick.
Yeah, so for for the listeners who don't really know us, so it was a Clippers game. I think I was still like in trying to impress you. And it was also like, I was just showing up in a town for like a week and then leaving to go back to New York.
Yeah, you were like a vacation boyfriend.
Yeah. And our friend who was a guest on the show, Jen Statsky, her and her husband offered these tickets to us. And here's the thing. Sometimes you go to a game and you could care less about, you know, who's playing. I think it was Clippers Suns.
And everybody was hurt.
Yeah, everyone was hurt. Yeah. And it was just like,
I had a cold.
Yeah, you had a cold, and yeah, just we just didn't want to sit through it, so we left. We on our Instagram, and I don't know, maybe I'll post a picture. It's a very cute picture of us trying on Clippers hats. And
I do remember that.
The caption was like, "We are not Clippers fans." Mm.
Did we buy anything?
No. I mean, I think I may was considering. I wasn't the hardcore Lakers fan yet that I was that gotcha. I am today.
Okay, you are right. LeBron wasn't even here yet.
And if you were to ask me then who I liked more, it would have been the Clippers.
Our relationship has lasted longer than your Lakers fandom.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
I wonder, I was going to say, I wonder which one you've spent more money on, but I do think it's me.
Yeah.
Than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Now, I do think one of my, like, I keep going into sad regrets of 2020.
Oh, boy.
Is that, like, maybe we could have been at an NBA Finals game.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have gone to a World Series game or even been at like a bar watching it. But we may never know. So I would just like to imagine, since we'll never know, that like we absolutely would have been at a Finals game and we would have been at the World Series. And I'm just, it's like that year when I was working for the NFL and I went to the Super Bowl, but they didn't give me tickets to the game. And I just kept talking about how I went to the Super Bowl, but not to the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is going to be my like drunk narrative going forward.
Yeah.
I would have probably thrown out a first pitch at the World Series.
So you choose to say your greatest are things that we missed out on.
No. One of my favorite sports memories, I loved going to that Dodgers game where we took our friends and a former guest, Mike Joyce and his wife Lauren Joyce. And yeah, I think Dodger Stadium can convince people to move a place. I also loved that time at the Dodgers game when I got thrown out.
You got, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, you got thrown out because I had a weed pen that you made me pretend that I didn't know how it worked.
Yeah, but they didn't throw you. They came for me. I mean, I was the one who got caught with it.
He had on, it was a security guard who had on those zip away cargo shorts, pants, things. And he acted the way people who wear those act.
And so sometimes you don't like when I get like, I don't pop off at people. But do you think my behavior towards him was correct?
There is no correct or preference wise. I wish you didn't, but
I thought you're going to be like, no, in that situation, you were right.
No, there is no, these people, you don't know what he had gone
through in his day. What about our neighbor who I made unblock our driveway?
Yeah, but
am I right there?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yes. He needs to be taught a lesson. A guy keeps parking and blocking our driveway. Anyways, so Dodgers games. Yes, we miss that. We've gone to Super Bowls together. We have gone to one thing. I mean, now that you bring up regrets, I am so bummed that we're not going to be going to Indianapolis this upcoming March or February for the freaking All-Star game.
Yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
So basically, we just need to stay together until then.
I'm sure we will be.
Okay.
You keep talking about it.
Now I'm worried in 2023, I'm going to be like, ugh, I think CJ's over me, but I know the All-Star game is in Indy next year. And is he in it for this?
Yeah, maybe.
One of my least favorite sport outings we went to was set up to be the greatest one, which was my dad's band was playing at a Colts game. Your mom was in town because we had just had my bridal shower.
Oh, was it the bridal shower? Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
And then I picked my bridal shower weekend in Indianapolis because they were inducting Dwight Freeney into the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Basically just retiring his jersey. And the Colts lost, this is last season, to the Dolphins, who were like 1-12 at that point. I mean, something so bad. And we looked, the Colts played terribly. My parents were bothering me.
Who was the quarterback? That was Brian Hoyer.
Yeah. So basically, I arranged my bridal shower, which is a big day in a woman's life, around watching Brian Hoyer lose to a 1-12 Dolphins team.
Yeah, I enjoyed it though. I had a blast. One, your dad crushed it, knucklehead. They were like, I was impressed. Walked in, they're playing at the entrance. People have to walk by to see him. He's rocking out. And then your parents have killer seats behind the end zone. Is it the home?
No, regardless, because it's where the opposing team, it's their tunnel. Because yeah. I'm always like, fuck you! No, I don't.
It seems like you do.
No. Usually I actually stand up and doing, he's hot. Oh, he's a little chunker. I like him. I'm more like doing sort of like aesthetic rating.
But we saw my old classmate, not classmate, alumni, my brother's classmate, Bob Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
And he's jacked still.
But aren't you sad Bob Sanders had to see that game too?
No, because he won one. Care. He'll probably be in the Hall of Fame, maybe. No.
Well, I wonder if it's like comedy, if like we go back to Chicago and we do a show and all the comics are not funny and you're like, eh.
Yeah, like
we were the best.
We'd be laughing in the back of the room and like drinking.
So you think that's like Peyton?
Yeah,
and Bob.
It's like Peyton's like whenever they cut to a player in the box and they don't care, they don't give a shit about the game.
Yeah.
They're rubbing elbows with the owner, like.
But it's gotta be embarrassing.
No, I think that it makes them almost feel better.
But I'm embarrassed for the like Brian Hoyer and for the players that
Brian Hoyer doesn't represent the Colts.
Okay,
really.
Well, I was sad that all these legends were in attendance and they, I mean, it's bombing your like JFL.
Yeah, sure, maybe. But still, lovely time. I'm trying to think if there's any other really.
Oh, I have one.
What?
I think one of my most favorite was last Christmas to Lakers Clippers on Christmas Day. That was the first time I ever went to an NBA Christmas Day game.
Yeah.
No, actually, I had been before. Sorry.
What the heck?
With a past lover. and it's just fun. It's really LA and fun. And we were in a suite that we got there so early, people thought perhaps we had paid for the suite.
Yeah.
And then we were the last people to leave. Brought our friend, former guest Lisa Traeger on.
My friend Minx.
Your friend Minx showed up.
Who used to work there and played Kawhi in all my videos. Him and his manager came up.
I do love holiday, even if it's like Thanksgiving. I feel like sports still has like a fun kitschiness with the holidays that really like makes me smile.
Yeah. No, yeah. And we'll see how this NBA Christmas feels, but I mean, it's strange. It's like this whole NBA season feels kind of weird coming up. Like preseason's been happening. I've been watching games. I'm excited for certain things that are happening. But like this one seems out of urgency. Like I know the bubble had just happened. Successful. Awesome. NBA is really great. But like now reports are coming out and I'm really shifting gears here. But yeah, the NBA starting Christmas around Christmas this year is, It's kind of leaving a weird taste in my mouth.
I mean, on a professional level, I was doing a free YouTube show in our backyard that celebrated the NBA bubble. And then I stopped when the NBA bubble stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready to go back to doing my free YouTube show. So I know that the NBA players are not ready to go
back. Yeah. And then, yeah, I know it's going to happen. And mark my words because I already saw that.
Oh, I've never heard you be so ominous.
Well, I just saw this last night that in like the past couple of days, we've been getting all the vaccine news, like vaccine has landed. Like, oh, also there's a really funny video. I retweeted it today where there's footage of medical workers wheeling boxes of the vaccine and someone quote retweeted it and was like, this looks like when they cut to the Larry O'Brien, like wheeling through the tunnels. Mm-hmm. And then someone put the ESPN on NBA theme behind it. And it's the greatest video ever. But, what I'm worried about is that, again, like the NBA's image, Adam Silver, like they've crushed it in these like terrible times. So hockey last night, I saw a bunch of people say, so hockey is paying a private company mm-hmm. to vaccinate their players, mm-hmm. which is a kind of a huge fuck you to a lot of, like, to the world, kind of. And I don't see how, the thing is, like, almost, you kind of have to.
I just think I don't think it's that different than the NBA and the NHL, who also successfully created these cities, basically these bubbled cities. What we're learning is the NHL and the NBA, they care to spend the money to take yeah. care of their employees, because their employees are a part of a $1 trillion industry.
Yeah.
So is it fucked up for the NHL to be doing that? I mean, we live in a capitalist society. Would I prefer that go to someone in my family who's immunocompromised? For sure. But would I also want whoever is the owner of the family member who is immunocompromised to do that for them? Yeah. Like Adam Silver, the NHL, I don't know who the man is. I think he went to Cornell. My dad knows who he is. they're willing to spend the money because they have the money. Does Amazon have the money to vaccinate yeah. employees? Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. That's just not something they're going to spend money on.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a sad, like, we just go, yep, everyone's doing exactly what they are, who we thought they are, type thing. Like, and yeah, it's a bummer. But, you know, I hope, since this vaccine's coming out, I'm like, maybe we'll
get... Does anyone care about the NHL that much? Like...
Yeah, people do.
That's just...
I kind of want to get it. I wanted to get into it this season.
Because they've been vaccinated?
No.
And you want to see if they break down on the ice?
Because my mom was in Vegas and she has all this Las Vegas Nights wine.
She has Sauvignon Blanc, Vegas Nights Chardonnay, Vegas Nights Merlot, Vegas. I mean, it's usually when there's like a wine like that, they'll pick a red and a white. Mm-hmm. It'll be like a Pinot Grigio and a Pinot Noir. The Vegas Nights, they've got a whole selection
but
of
they
different
also
kinds.
You know, they went to the Stanley Cup the first year.
Yes. Oh, of course.
And
I know,
it was
Vegas
a seven
strong.
Game series and it was incredible.
Yeah
that is like an underrated sports story. And I watched four of those games and they're awesome. Anyways, so the vaccine's coming out and I'm like, yeah, maybe we'll get to go to a Lakers finals game this year, which would be cool. Okay, so that was a lot of conversation.
Trip
up
down
top.
Memory lane.
Yeah. It is our anniversary.
That also was a little braggadocious.
What?
Oh, I see what you're wearing. Oh, yeah. Well, just like, look at all these things I've been to.
Yeah. But I just wanted to remind people that that's a lot of our relationship and yeah. why we host this podcast together. Like,
I don't want people to think it's braggadocious because my agents did get us a lot of those tickets.
Well, when you say my agents.
I know CJ, it was a joke about how that's like the least aware thing ever.
Yeah.
You don't have agents.
Yeah.
So my agents did get us those mm-hmm. Christmas.
And I got you and your dad to the Super Bowl first year.
Big time. Because
I was working at the NFL.
You're my agent.
So we're kind of a sports couple. And so thus, you probably saw the title of this podcast. We are going to talk greatest sports couples. And we don't have a guest because we're a sports couple.
And it's our anniversary and we don't want to fucking spend it with anyone else. No, we would be fine too.
Yes.
But it does seem strange to have someone Zoom with a married couple in the same place on their anniversary. And it's yeah. not sort of like a we want a third type thing.
I was trying to think earlier, like who would be that? Who would be down for that?
To be our third?
Yeah. Or like,
sexually?
Who would we even be comfortable with? No, not sexually.
Oh, I truly.
Podcastually.
I thought you meant, because when I'm saying like, we're looking for a third, I feel like it's understood that that's like
well, yes,
threesome talk.
I know that's what you're thinking, but I was like, actually like, realistically, podcast-wise.
Lisa would have loved it. But, you know, three times? Come on.
Yeah, or a couple. Or there's like a sports couple out there.
Oh, a sports couple.
Okay, so let's just start. Who, Megan,
mm-hmm.
is your number three pick for greatest sports couples? And, you know, let's make the rules as we go, because there's a few here where I'm like, they're no longer together.
Yeah, yeah.
But I enjoyed that moment in time.
I think I'm going to say Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
great example.
Steffi Graf like still holds records. They both were just at the top of their sport. And I think it's really fun that their sport happens to be the same sport. Like I do like when it's like soccer and soccer and volleyball and volleyball. Like there is just something sort of like movie about it. And they're still together. They have children together. I think that Steffi has been like very instrumental in Andre Agassi's like book and him like being able to talk about and explore the fucked up stuff that happened to him in his life.
Yeah.
And we don't really, they're not a couple that's like out everywhere. Like, I don't think they go to the ESPYs. Like they just are wherever they are being rich and raising their kids. And so not seeing them, especially now that it's like you're retired. When it's like retired athletes, it's like, okay, we can really only, you can be in a commercial, you can be a commentator, but like, do we need you at every single thing reminding us that you used to play? No. So part of what I like about them is they seem humble, but I mean humble in just the way of we don't have to see them a lot.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was them, but as a kid, my concept of like married couples, I was like, of course, that's how like, one of the greatest male tennis players and greatest female tennis players, they're dating or they're married. That's how the world works.
Yeah.
The best in your field, you then marry your, you know, the opposite gender. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was me as, you know, Catholic growing up, but I was like, oh, this makes sense. This is how it's going to work. And then it was click.
But that is kind of what we did. We're both comedians and we got married. So Steffi Graf won 22 Grand Slams. Andre Agassi won 8. Mm-hmm. So together they have 30 Grand Slams.
Yeah.
And they both have won Olympic gold medals.
And they're still together.
They're still together. Two children.
Two children. Do they play tennis?
I don't know. Like my instinct would be to say no, because Andre Agassi was like kind of forced by his dad and they had like a really fucked up dynamic. So I feel like Andre would be like, just do whatever you want.
God, how many of those stories do we have on this podcast? Forced by a parent to become incredible.
I know. And sometimes it works. Like Andre Agassi is a success story in that sense. He became the athlete his father wanted him to be. Was he on meth and addicted to drugs and had to go down like a really tough, difficult path? Yes. And I do think that's also his father's fault.
Yeah. And there's plenty of stories where that did not work. Okay. Should I go?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to go. They're not together anymore.
Okay.
But it was an interesting one. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
It was one I saw up close and personal.
Yeah.
Firsthand.
It was a very public one.
It was.
Do you think on purpose?
I don't think in the way that you're asking. I don't know. I think they just both are public people.
Yeah.
And, you know, his relationship with Olivia Munn was public. Like, I just think if you're a star quarterback and you're dating literally anyone that has an IMDb, it's going to be like
public
news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one was always interesting to me because we talk about these players who are, you know, he's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks, I feel like, or at least currently. And having a partner who understands that, who understands the spotlight and the pressure, like that one made total sense to me.
Yes.
Both like very attractive people. And yeah, it was just, there was something kind of off about it. And I already feel like awful, like evaluating their relationship. But like you said, him and Olivia Munn were public.
I mean, Jordan Rodgers' relationship is more public.
Yeah.
Like, they're just boys that are in the public.
Yeah. So this is an honest question. Did you think that they would last?
I really did.
Yeah. That's the thing is I always thought like they were weird, like both in weird enough situations or like lives.
I really thought they would because of, I thought even if they fell out of love or like it was strained, that they both felt like it was a good business decision. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of why I thought it would last.
Yeah.
They both had really crazy schedules and a lot of shared interests outside of sports. I guess I was going to say golf. That's also sports. But it seemed like, oh, these are two people who like really do understand the most stressful things about each other's lives that I was surprised when they broke up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, those were our third picks. Why don't we take a break and we'll be right back with the rest of our picks for greatest sports couples.
Okay.
All right, and we are back. How are you feeling about these picks? We're kind of doing them as we go.
I'm feeling good. My next one, I think I'm kind of bending the rules a little bit.
All right, I'm excited.
I'm going to say Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade.
See, I saw that one. Yeah, I felt like there was enough to pick from that we could. We love them. Okay.
Of course. I just my love for them. That's what I'm saying. She played a cheerleader in a film. Uh-huh. You know, like Giselle is obviously very, very talented, but she is like a model and has done other stuff too. I'm sure she has a line or whatever. But Gabrielle Union to me like feels athletic and like they're always like working out together. Mm-hmm. Like there's posts of them. They're in like commercials working out together. And she did play an athlete in a film. And so that's why I'm allowing myself to pick this because, like, my love for them is so strong that it overcomes the fact that they're not actually allowed in this picking.
No, yeah. I think she's pretty, like, out there with, like, fitness and stuff. So, yeah, definitely, like, how old is she? I got to look this up because it is astonishing that you're like, oh, she has to be an athlete. The way she is 48 years old. If you're listening to this right now, do yourself a favor. Google what Gabrielle Union looks like right now, which she pops up all the time, but it's like
just insane. Follow her on Instagram. Yeah. She has a great Instagram.
She 48 years old.
Yeah. See, when it's I incredible. Hear that, then I'm like, did she give birth to Gavi? You know, like, I don't know why for some reason I have this like need to know how everyone's child was brought into the world.
That's insane.
It is insane, and it comes from Real Housewives because there was a woman on the show, Adrienne Maloof, actually, whose family owned the Kings. Mm-hmm. And Brandi Glanville, like, exposed that she used a surrogate, and it was like this, like, there was like a lawsuit. It was this, like, huge fucking deal. And at the end of it, it was like, who cares? Like, who cares? She's a mega, mega billionaire. That is something that was available to her. So like, who the fuck cares? But I think because it became this like huge plot line that my brain thinks it like is something to be known when it's literally no one's business but the two people creating the child.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to get involved in that.
I'm just like 48. Well, no, because it's like she very well may have, I don't, she may be public about it, but I'm like, I'm also just fascinated because I'm like, damn, maybe women are having children like up until they're 46, 47 years old. And that just is like, it feels like an incredible feat.
I just feel like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, if anyone is going to defy science.
I know.
It's that couple.
Yes. And so maybe that's why I'm allowing her to. It does feel like she defies science.
Okay.
Remember that HGTV show that we watched of theirs where they like, weren't they redoing a house somewhere? Like he seems to, I don't know. I love their love. And so I'm making an exception.
No, I think that's totally because I was like, bring it on, cheerleading. We've obviously watched cheer. I watched some of it. And that is an incredibly demanding sport. Even if you're acting in it. Yes. Like you're an athlete and she looks incredible. She has to be an athlete in some ways. Okay.
Thanks for allowing it.
I mean, what if I didn't?
I guess I would just say like Zach and Julie Ertz.
That is my second pick.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's who I would have said then.
And it's such, you know what? This is one that comes up on a lot of lists and it is boring. But I'm like, I said to myself, if no one says this, we're just gonna get people replying. What about Zach and Julie Ertz? Cause I think she's considered the like number one soccer player in the world.
She's definitely a star and he's definitely a badass.
And so I want to talk about this because so when we were, again, that Super Bowl that we had mentioned before we were at, it was the Eagles Patriots one. And what happens is like for my line of work is we have to go and find those viral videos that are like trending. And the viral video that was trending, I think, was
her finding out that the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl and she was abroad.
Yeah, she was abroad. And then that's like the stories where, did you know she is one of the greatest soccer players of all time? It's like this truly does show a major flaw in sports.
Yeah. And like, this doesn't matter, but I'm just saying it as like, how could we, it's like, she's really hot. Like the U.S. women's national team is like so cool and so hot and so good. We should know everything about them. And we should have known everything about them pre the Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, see, that's the thing is like, I'm mad that I knew who Zach Ertz was and I didn't know who Julie Ertz was until that moment happened. And I like, you know, we had to post these videos, like curating the best in social. And it was like, oh, man, we're really milking this when we had no fucking clue. And we should have.
And he, I think part of the reason that we do really like them as a couple, he is, they are like woke, right? Like,
I didn't even know that.
No, I think Zach Ertz has like, maybe he didn't want to go to the White House. I don't know. They are like woke. And he has also done a lot of like, she's better than me. Like, mm-hmm. She's the athlete. And so that is something that endears them to the public, that makes them more like in our eyes.
I mean, yeah, any confirmation that she's woke is that the fact that she was on that women's national team. So,
yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you see a white football player and you worry.
Yeah, you do worry. And you're like, how do they survive in the locker room?
But then it's
with those views.
It is interesting too. Like the type of, like my theory is baseball players all marry their high school like Christian girlfriends.
Right, right.
And so like if the girl you fell in love with in high school is a great athlete, then she'll be an athlete. But like football players, basketball players, they do tend to like find love in college, or like Roger Federer and his wife, they met at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think there's gonna be any baseball players on this list, because it's like they don't tend to marry strong female athletes.
Well, we could say an honorable mention right now is, if we're going to talk Gabrielle Union and D. Wade, maybe Justin Verlander and Kate Upton.
But what did she play?
I bet she played sports, but she was like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen.
This topic is hard to do too, because if people aren't still together, it's feels so like
they're not together anymore.
No, they are. But yeah. I'm saying like, we're not picking like, okay, no, I have.
You've broken it. The only reason why I brought that up is because of you.
Okay, then I'm taking Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union out. Love you guys. You're an honorable mention.
No.
And now I'm doing Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio. Is that who she was with? Because I was trying to think of like, what is an old version of this? They obviously did not wind up together.
Listen, we're not going to disrespect D. Wade and Gabrielle. They're staying on. We don't have to talk Justin Verlander and Kate Upton.
I would like to add Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe. Oh, Marilyn Monroe's not an athlete. Shoot. Well, that's the thing. They didn't let women be athletes until like 10 years ago.
Oh, no, but fuck. She is an athlete. If you think about the hours she had to put in as an actress and, you know, as a kid and growing up, you know, like,
I don't know. I cannot believe I thought Marilyn Monroe. In my mind, I was like, oh, Marilyn Monroe, the famous athlete.
I hope when this podcast is all said and done, someone archives all the greatest picks, and then like you scroll through it and you see Marilyn Monroe was picked in an episode.
Okay, Tom Thibodeau.
I'll never live that down.
Okay, so Zach and Julie.
Yeah.
Let me find out what woke thing he did.
Okay, well, so I want to give that was the honorable mention. Yeah, there's a lot of soccer couples, it's both of them or it's like one of them, like Drew Holiday and Lauren Chaney. I mean, they're great. The whole Holiday family is so incredible.
I love the Holidays. I'm so happy. We still have a Holiday, right? The Pacers.
Yes, the Pacers do. Great. They re-signed him. So, yeah, this story was, I remember because he was going through a tough time. The pair married in July 2013 and welcomed their first child in September 2016. Chaney had found out a few months into pregnancy that she had a benign brain tumor, which was removed after she gave birth. Holiday took a leave of absence during the beginning of the Pelicans 2016-17 season to take care of his family. So it's like, again, like they talk about these basketball players, they would do anything, like, but he left and to take care of his wife. And yeah, I always thought Drew, and now he's in Milwaukee, and yeah, I wish him the best. I think that he could be the missing piece for the Bucks in their title approach.
Zach Ertz got mad. He said that like Trump was like doing bullshit and Fox News was all on bullshit after like the canceled trip.
Gotcha. So they never went.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll be back with our number one picks and wrap this thing up. And we are back. Thank you again. I keep thanking everyone for listening to this because we don't have a guest and I feel bad. But I feel like we're having some good conversation. What's going on?
I think I'm getting Chris Long and Zach Ertz confused.
Yes. Chris Long is very, very woke. And this isn't the episode to be talking about the woke white dudes. We're going to do the greatest woke white dudes in the NFL. Yeah, Chris Long is awesome.
But
maybe,
right. Zach Ertz got mad at Fox News.
Great. That whole Eagles team was pretty great.
So great. A man celebrated by eating poop off the ground when they won.
You got to stop talking about that.
All right.
Only you and Jamel, past guest Jamel Johnson, knows that story. Okay. So we're at our number one picks. What we usually do is we do honorable mentions. And now that we don't have a guest, Megan.
Yes.
Megan does her tradition. I don't even know if I've ever talked about this where I'm like, maybe we should reconsider the honorable mentions because you definitely take a lot of people off the list.
Well, you know what I've been trying to do recently is just do like people that only I would pick. I have made a conscious effort to change that, CJ. Okay.
What are some other things that you had to change based on audience criticism?
People said it sounded like I didn't love you.
Maybe in that particular moment, not that she didn't love me, but maybe I annoyed her that day. Or maybe I was being silent and cold that day.
You don't annoy me.
I don't annoy her.
That's the difference.
That's a lie. But
you really don't annoy me.
Well, that's insane. I just had to tell my niece the other day that I grew up being the most annoying person ever, and she definitely doesn't want that on her back.
Mine was pretty annoying, and my life's worked out.
Yeah.
I'm still annoying.
We've embraced our annoyingness and like crafted it into a stand-up act.
Exactly.
It's really, really weird.
Okay, I'm first.
Let's go back and forth with some honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. Zach and Julie Ertz.
Mm-hmm. That was my second pick.
I really do struggle to fill out this category, really.
Well, we're looking, so we talked about, and I know I'm simply saying this to hear your opinion on him again. JJ Watt and Kalia Ohai.
I'm good.
They seem like a nice couple. They're always, you know, really gloating about each other on their social media.
I'm good.
Okay. What about this one? Not together anymore. Jay Cutler. No, she's not.
She's not an athlete.
She's not an athlete. Who were you going to say? You kind of perked up there.
Wait, wasn't Lindsey Vonn with some Lindsey Vonn and Tiger?
Is.
Who's she with now?
PK Subban.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah, so I didn't know if you were going to do that as number one pick. But that's, yeah, they're a great couple.
I don't know if these two are still together. Mia Hamm and Nomar Garciaparra?
No way they're still together. Are they?
I didn't know they were
that's
ever.
That's an interesting one.
I just didn't know they were ever together.
How about this one? Maybe we talk about Cheryl Miller as the GOAT, but Diana Taurasi and her teammate Penny Taylor.
Are together?
They're married.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were teammates. I didn't even consider this, but maybe they're like my number one because to marry a teammate is incredible.
It's the ultimate teammate. You're my teammate.
So she is the assistant coach of the Mercury. Damn. You're my teammate too.
Ooh, that's wild.
But the three-time WNBA champions welcomed a son in March 2018.
And you know where my brain is going.
Where?
Where did that baby come from?
Well, obviously, yeah. Something they did.
I know. Stuff. I just really I'm very into baby logistics.
OK.
And I need to release it. It's something I'm going to work on in 2020.
Great.
The baby shows up and just be happy the baby's there.
All right. What any other honorable mentions before we do our number one pick?
Christy Yamaguchi was married to an NHL player.
Hmm.
He's not an NHL player anymore. He will not be getting the vaccine.
I had one. Oh, my. Wait, no. Is that my number one? Sorry. We're kind of just scrolling through lists here because we wanted to do this on the fly. Oh, I wanted to say A-Rod and J-Lo for the same as an honorable mention for the same reason that Gabrielle Union.
J-Lo is an
more
athlete.
Than athlete than Gabrielle Union.
Yes. She is dancing is a sport.
Yes.
Isn't breakdancing in the Olympics now?
Are you saying breakdancing because she was a fly girl? She's just a world-class dancer.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, dancing is a sport because breakdancing is in the Olympics.
And she's been a part of the Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So A-Rod and J-Lo are at the top, like not at the top, but like they're up there in honorable
mentions. I think Simone Biles is with a Texans player right okay. now. That's the thing. Like a lot of these people don't fully like,
yeah.
like they don't really, unless it's like superstars. I just imagine all athletes are married to like, if you're like a B-list athlete, you're married to another B-list athlete.
So let me ask you this.
Not that Simone Biles is. She's A-list.
Could you have married, you yourself, married someone outside of comedy? And sports.
Yeah, I think so.
What? What would they occupation
well, you know that I always thought that I was like attracted to chefs, but they're like some they're of the
I would consider them in like
they're the craziest.
Yeah. They're athletes. They have athlete mindsets.
Okay, well now you're just like asking me to pick someone who's like not like a roofer. There's like hot roofers on Love Island all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
So that I'm a roofer. I'm from Manchester.
How do you think that roofer would feel if you were like, hey, I have to go out of town.
I see what you're doing.
Well, no. I'm.
You're like, you're lucky you found me because I'm the only one who would love you.
No, because I'm wondering, because we see like all these athletes are dating other athletes or people who have like these very like committed professions.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder for a female comedian to be able to find love outside of these certain industries.
Your DMs
and a male comedian can marry a teacher, a nurse, a stay-at-home mom,
but
a principal,
those people would hate,
a CEO.
They would hate the comedian's lifestyle.
That no, we know men that are married to like very successful, cool women that are not in a creative field. All and right. that's just it doesn't really it men are very frightened and sad and scared.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. You ready for your number one pick?
Okay. So I was going to pick Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe.
Okay.
Recently engaged. Congratulations. I thought they were married. That's how much love they have between them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're just, they're both at the top. So it's like A+ list to A+ list. Hot. So hottie to hottie. Cool clothes. Seem very, very supportive, mm-hmm. loving. I loved seeing Megan in the WNBA bubble. They really
they had a talk show during a lot of this pandemic over IG Live.
They light up a screen.
Yeah. No, they are a team. They've taken on, you know, social activism. They support each other publicly at all their events. They're just like such a badass couple. They dress cool. They look cool.
They do amazing things for the world.
Yeah. They use their platform the way it's supposed to be used. And yeah, they're hard to top right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that's good. I didn't mean to, if you weren't done talking.
No, I'm done. I don't want to get too riled up about two women on my heteronormative anniversary day.
So my number one pick, it is kind of boring now that you say it.
I don't think it's boring. I just saw a photo of them and they're gorgeous.
And I remember they came up when we went kayaking.
Yeah.
Was it kayaking?
But it was like a real Hawaiian boat.
So Laird Hamilton, I think I'm saying that right. And when I first mm-hmm. lost a bunch of weight, I followed his core training program. And Gabrielle Reese, again, two people who are like the Michael Jordans of their sport. And they're together. And I've heard they live happily in Hawaii. I'm trying to think there's a celebrity who like hangs out with them for a few months out of the year.
I also think that they like made money in like it may just be real estate, but they seem like they're like real, real, real set financially.
Yeah.
And they've decided to just be in Maui.
Yeah. I think I had a Gabrielle Reese poster.
I guarantee you did. If you had a Summer Sanders one.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you probably had a Gabby Reese one.
Yeah. I mean, just volleyball player bodies and surfers. This is like, you see this couple and if they weren't famous, you'd be mad at them. That's the kind of like.
They're really, a really beautiful couple.
What do their kids look like?
I don't know.
Should we look it up?
I don't know if we can go searching for how hot someone's kids are.
No, not hot. I just be like, I just want to know what their offspring looks like.
And it's two sports that like complement each other. Like I think of volleyball as very beachy. Obviously surfing is beachy. It seems like even if they were not these like star athletes, they probably could have just like run into each other on a beach somewhere and fallen mm-hmm. in love in a way that you and I would never have fallen in love. We can't meet. We wouldn't have met on a beach. Like, they met on a beach. We met at a Chicago open mic.
Does it say there how they met? That's what I'm looking up. I'm trying to see how they met.
No, it doesn't say.
Yeah, we just assume like, yeah, they met on a beach somehow or like at an event. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Laird Hamilton with a shirt on.
But like, I don't know if we need to.
I'm annoyed, man. Now I'm looking at they have multiple homes. This is their pool in Maui. Sorry for this is an article from Ocean Home Mag, if anyone wants to look it up. But they look like they have a perfect life.
There's definitely like a Hawaii crew. And I think Obama's part of it. Mm-hmm. I think Jim Carrey is part of it. Oprah, where it's like,
Woody Harrelson.
We just go to Hawaii. Because we're all really famous. I know. Like, well, yes.
I love watching celebrity interviews, and then they are like, and you're like, yeah, this guy's in LA. He's getting coffee. He's walking down, you know, Ventura. But he realistically lives in Hawaii 9 months out of the year. Oof. It's just insane.
That's probably why they're a couple that's lasted the test of time.
Yeah.
I think if you and I were in Hawaii, I don't know if I'd be bringing up this divorce in 5 years.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's a joke. I'm sorry. You like stopped for a second.
No, I was trying to think of what I was going to say. I wanted to start bragging about how we canceled our trip to Hawaii.
Oh, I have been bragging.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to Hawaii, and then I was alerted to an article that Hawaiians, like true native Hawaiians, did not want us coming. And so we didn't go. So if you see people going, they're worse than us.
Yeah. And yes, we can afford it, but we are benefiting from not going to Hawaii. Like, it is a very big deal that we're not going.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to spend to then go, like, sit in a hotel room and wonder if you're fucking up an entire ecosystem.
So anyone who is traveling during this time to Hawaii or these tropical vacations, if you're a listener of ours, please, like,
just don't post it. Like, if you're going to go, you're fucked up. But if you're going to go and post it, you're really fucked up.
Yeah.
You think that's a nice sentiment to end on?
I think it's a great sentiment. And I'm so happy, you know, despite the difficulty, not even like difficulty sounds like a harsh word, to hosting this podcast together. It's been such a wonderful experience. I think it's gone better than we could have expected. And I love you very much. And it's such a nice bonus that we're able to work together.
Thank you, honey. I get really happy when we finish or just after a podcast and our guest will text and be like, that was really fun. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's a year that struggles to find fun, and doing it and talking about sports with you and our friends has been really, really fun.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary to you. Thank you for listening to this podcast over the last year. We know, like, we've just been having our comedian friends on, and that's been awesome. Hopefully you guys enjoy that and you found some great new comedians to listen to. But also, like, we have some awesome guests coming up.
Oh, yeah.
From all walks of life.
I do have something special to plug this week. My Comedy Central half hour in its entirety is now available on YouTube, but only until like January 14th. I think it's just a month. So you can watch it for free. It's being released from behind the wall. And it's something that I'm super proud of. It was a few years ago. There's a ton of sports jokes on it. So many sports jokes. I almost got fired from the NFL. But I love it, and I would love for you guys to watch it. It's really only 20 minutes without commercials. So gather the kids around. Yeah. Gather the kids around.
Sorry, I cut you off.
That's totally fine. It's on YouTube. And then you can find me at Megan Gailey. I've been tweeting about it. And you can find CJ at CJ Toledano. Yep. And, happy holidays. Wear a mask. Be safe. Take care of yourself. And
keep tweeting us topics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go Colts. Go Bills. Go
Bills, yes. Go Pacers. Go Lakers.
Go Lakers, yeah.
We're back.
All right. That's been The Greatest. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. The Greatest is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.